Trafficking in exotic animals is big business. And it turns out Southern California is a hub. A man recently was caught trying to smuggle frozen sea cucumbers from Mexico. These are actually animals. They look like giant slugs. He had stuffed 100 pounds of these things into the spare tire compartment of his car. 100 pounds worth up to $10,000. NPR's Danny Hajek reports on the very lucrative animal smuggling industry.
When it comes to exotic animals, there is a huge demand. Inside Reptile Finders, a pet shop along the Pacific Coast Highway just outside L.A., you'll find terrariums filled with
chameleons, tarantulas, frogs, pythons, boas.
27-year-old Chuck Dundov manages this place, and when it comes to exotic animals, he plays by the rules.
I have to. I mean, this is my business. We always keep it 100% legit here.
But he does hear talk of people looking to buy smuggled animals.
All the time. You can't own a cobra. You can't own a Komodo dragon. It's completely illegal.
And that, he says, is the allure.
If it's illegal, you want it even more. But at least I'm not the one that's providing it or having any part in the illegal reptile trade.
Southern California provides a lot of avenues to get wildlife in and out of the country.
Erin Dean with the Fish and Wildlife Service tracks illegal animal trade. She points to LAX, the sixth busiest airport in the world, the Port of LA, the busiest port in the nation, and then there's the Mexico border.
Currently, we have 207 special agents and 126 wildlife inspectors around the country. So we are a very small law enforcement agency with a big job.
A job that requires help from U.S. Customs and Border Protection at the ports of entry.
Thank you.
Michael Ferguson is on the front lines. He's in charge of inspecting plants, food, and animals that come through LAX, and he's seen just about everything. Like in 2009, when they detained a passenger flying in from Vietnam.
The officer that was interviewing him looked at him. Everything looked fine, just to look at him. But then, when they sat there and looked at his shoes, there were bird droppings on the top of his shoes.
When they pulled up the legs of his pants, they discovered 14 songbirds.
He took the entire flight with these birds taped to his legs.
If it walks, crawls, swims, flies, somebody eats it, collects it, wears it, or wants to.
Joseph Johns is a federal prosecutor of environmental crimes. He says the black market for exotic animals is a multi-billion dollar industry.
We're talking narcotics smuggling and the black market for weapons. And right behind that is the market for illegal wildlife here in the U.S. and globally.
He pages through a stack of case files on his desk.
You know, one of the more interesting cases that we've had in the office recently involves a TV personality by the name of Donald Schultz.
The former host of Wild Recon on Animal Planet. When he was a guest on the cable talk show Chelsea Lately 3 years ago, Schultz handed host Chelsea Handler a small fennec fox native to North Africa.
Can you have him as a pet?
Absolutely not, no.
Why?
Because there's certain laws that prohibit the keeping of certain animals. Like these guys actually make.
But Schultz himself was found guilty of selling two endangered desert monitor lizards to an undercover agent for $2,600. Ian Riccio, curator at the LA Zoo, identified them. When these sorts of animals turn up, Riccio is the guy they call.
You don't know what's maybe broken loose. You never know what you're going to get.
He says a couple years ago, the Fish and Wildlife Service intercepted a stuffed animal with something inside. Paper bindles filled with scorpions.
Very neatly, with their legs kind of compressed and their tail compressed.
He carefully unpacked them with a scorpion expert from the Natural History Museum of Los Angeles.
And he said, wow, you know. I said, well, what is that? And he said, well, we rate scorpion toxicity as far as their sting and their danger from a scale of 1 to 4. And I said, well, what was that one? He said, well, that was a 5. So I said, wow. He goes, yeah, that was one of the most deadly scorpions in the world, he told me.
That package was shipped from Egypt through regular mail. Each instance of smuggling is as bizarre and unique as the next. Back at LAX, Michael Ferguson says over the past few years, he's seen fewer live animals and more animal parts coming through the x-ray.
Elephant skin, elephant toenails. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, some of the stuff, but it's all those different parts. That one gentleman that came in that had this giant tusk inside of his box of furniture.
He says it all comes down to keeping up with the latest smuggling trends. Like 2 years ago in Delhi's airport in India, when three smugglers hid tiny loris monkeys in their underwear. Daniel Hajek, NPR News.